I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
It's time for the big pitch.
And the pitch. Not that big pitch. This one.
This elevator is going up.
It's the Big Pitch Radio Show. And here are your hosts, Jason Gary, Marla Tabaka, and Kevin Harrington on Biz Talk Radio.
And thank you for joining us in this first show of 2016. We're very, very excited to be here with you. This is Marla Tabaka. I am here with Kevin Harrington this morning, and Jason Gary is taking a day off. So good morning, Kevin. Welcome to 2016.
Hey, Marla. Happy New Year. I'm excited. A big year ahead of us, and I hope your 2015 ended with a nice New Year's Eve party. We had a great one ourselves, and I'm excited for the new year. Made my resolutions, and I'm executing them as we speak.
Oh, wow. I want to hear more about those, but I probably shouldn't ask you on air, so we'll talk.
Okay.
We have a great show lined up today. We're here today with Margot Dorfman, and after we speak to Margot, she is the CEO and co-founder of the U.S. Women's Chamber of Commerce, and then we're going to talk to Rosalind and Gabriella Goodwin, and little Gabriella is 9 years old, and she's an inventor, so I'm looking forward to that one as well. But let's talk about Margot. Margot Dorfman is the CEO and co-founder of the U.S. Women's Chamber of Commerce. She has an extensive background in business ownership, publishing, and nonprofit leadership. She previously held executive positions with General Mills and other Fortune 500 firms. And Margot is frequently called upon to provide expert testimony on behalf of women and America's small businesses before the U.S. House and Senate. What a job that must be. And regularly provides keen insights on women's personal and business economic interests at conferences across the U.S. The U.S. Women's Chamber of Commerce is uniquely respected and influential national trade association promoting the advancement of women in work and business. Margot, welcome to the Big Pitch Radio Show.
Well, thank you very much. Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year to you. And I'm, you know, as a coach and advocate for women myself, I'm just terribly excited to have you here. And I just want to thank you for all of the amazing work that you've done, because, boy, we need women like you in our corner.
Well, thank you for the acknowledgement. It's so important that we do work together to ensure that we do have fair access to our economic growth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, most definitely. Mm-hmm. Margo, go on, Kevin.
Margo, I had a question. You're based in Arizona and Phoenix. Is that where your headquarters is?
No, that's actually where we got our start in Arizona. We are actually an outgrowth of a newspaper the co-founder and I had called the Arizona Women's News. But
okay.
At the moment we founded the U.S. Women's Chamber of Commerce, we had picked up and moved across to Washington, D.C., and we are headquartered there.
Oh, so you live in D.C. yourself also?
Yes, yes.
Great. Now, are you located, is the Women's Chamber of Commerce located around the country, or is it just one location in Washington, D.C.? I'm trying to get an idea of the infrastructure that you've set up inside the U.S. Women's Chamber of Commerce nationwide.
Sure. We have a national office in Washington, D.C., and then we have members around the country. And we do hold different meetings and events around the country as well.
So, but no physical presence in on a state by state basis type of thing.
Just that our members are present and that we do have different activities for them, but not a brick and mortar, so to speak, in each area. No.
What kind of activities do your local are they called members, affiliates, people that join the chamber, the Women's Chamber of Commerce? What do they do? So what kind of activities do they host and their functions on a day-to-day, week-to-week, month-to-month basis?
The U.S. Women's Chamber of Commerce was founded to advance women and small businesses from an economic standpoint. So the work that we do nationally engages with our members around the country. We do a lot of work online because the majority of our women that are members happen to be very busy. They find it much easier to attend via web meetings. So we have monthly web meetings, actually weekly web meetings, that there's a variety of opportunities to get engaged with. And the other thing that we do throughout the year is have various activities in the regions. For instance, our next National Small Business Contracting Summit is being held January 27th and 28th in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. So we do three summits a year in Washington, D.C. We have the summit in Florida, and then throughout the United States, we have different meetings in different regions ongoing. So we do have a lot of activity for our members, and it's basically education and connections and really working to help them to get to the next level.
Margo, in your bio, it says that you're frequently called upon for your expert testimony on behalf of women and small business. Can you give us a little bit of a description on what type of topics you might address in your testimony?
Yes, they're all about economic growth, and some of it's on behalf of women workers. For instance, I testified before the Senate Health Committee on behalf of Lilly Ledbetter and the Ledbetter Fair Pay Restoration Act. With the House and Senate Small Business Committees, I do a lot on access to contracts for women, access to capital, and then a number of other issues that impact small businesses, whether it be taxation, technology, those sorts of things.
Mm-hmm. And so going into, speaking of taxation and technology and such, going into 2016, are there any laws that have changed or regulations or anything that women who are currently in business or wanting to open a business in this year need to know?
Yes. How many shows do you have available for me?
Well, let's talk for a couple minutes, and we'll go into the next segment and see if we can at least touch one or two. How's that?
No, there are a number of things. The most recent one that we have found is the Funding and Tax Extenders Bill that has been put forth. It was signed by the president. It's H.R. 2029. And basically, it touches on nearly every aspect of American life, and so from the earned income child and college tuition tax breaks, there are mass transit computers, different things impacting small businesses. So there's a number of items just in that particular bill, and it is very daunting trying to keep up with all of it. Fortunately, I have one of my team members happens to head up the policy area, so we have her that provides us with weekly updates that we get out into our weekly email, and then we do have monthly policy updates so that we can provide that information to members, and anybody who's interested is welcome to attend those policy meetings. So we have one set up for January 21st, and that's a web meeting.
Margo, I have a question. Do you focus in either a startup direction or big corporate direction, or is it all of the above kind of thing for women that are in business?
We do a little bit of everything for women in business. I would say the core of our members are women-owned firms accessing federal contracts. We do a lot of work to make sure that there is fair access of federal contracts for women-owned firms, and that's a bunch of the testimony that I do, and the education that we provide with our national summits really provides the education and then the connections with one-on-one matchmaking. So that's the bulk of the work. But when we look at the policy and the testimony, it's anything from women workers into small business issues into the federal contracting.
So what size typically are those firms that are accessing the government contracts, if there is a typical?
Well, it's interesting. There is a range. Some of them are startup and one person. Those folks who are looking to do business with the federal government who are a smaller firm, they need to be aware that it does take a lot of resources to get their first contract. It's probably a two-year get-in-the-door proposition so that there's a lot of upfront investment. Those who are probably the core accessing contracts do have a team of folks, and probably I would say they've been around at least 2 years, probably 5 years, and have, I would say, anywhere from $5 million and above.
All right. We're going into our first break, and we're going to be back with Margo Dorfman right after these few words from our fabulous sponsors.
So, you've got a nice website, been up and running for quite a while now. Lots of compliments from friends and colleagues. But you're discouraged because nobody can find your website. Searches for your keywords bring up your competitors. You need help. That's where CyberPro 911 Web Design and SEO comes in. The experts at CyberPro 911 will analyze your web presence and get you ranked where you should be. Higher page rank means more visitors and more conversions. Don't wait. Get your website found. Check out our complete line of web services today at cyberpro911.com.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
And thank you for joining us on the Big Pitch Radio Show. This is Marla Tabaka, and I'm here with my fabulous co-host, Kevin Harrington. And Jason Gary is not with us today, but he'll be joining us in a couple of days. So here we are with Margo Dorfman. And Margo is the CEO and co-founder of the U.S. Women's Chamber of Commerce. And Margo, in a minute, I'd like to ask you a little bit more about yourself, but I'd like to continue for a second on this government contract topic because, you know, as a coach who helps small businesses, I know that for many micro businesses, this whole government contract thing is a mystery. And it's amazing what different types of businesses and products and services can actually be used by the government. I mean, you would never think some of the people who get contracts, it surprises me. It's like, what are they going to use that for? So can you tell us, for the people who may be interested in looking into this, and I know it's a very long, drawn-out process, as you said, can take a couple of years, but how can they just kind of research a little bit to see if there's even any potential for government contracts?
Great question. So the first thing is all the contracts are posted at what's called FedBizOps, and that's FBO.gov or FedBizOps.gov. So a company can go in and research by their industry to see what contracts are coming up and who's purchasing that. So that's a great way to go. And the government uses industry codes called NAICS. And I forget what that stands for, but it's N-A-I-C-S. And that you can look up your NAICS code, your industry codes, at the census, census.gov has that. So if you just type in your search engine, NAICS and census, it will bring up that search for you, so you can find out what your industry code is and then go to FedBizOps and look that up and see what kind of opportunities are there, what agencies are buying it, and see if you have the capacity or if that's something you want to attempt to do. From there, I would say test the waters. Certainly, everybody is invited to come attend any of our events, and we encourage folks to do that because if you come to one of our events, you're going to know by the end of the event that either this is definitely not for me, and so you'll be, not spending as much money as you might be if you just went for it, or you would say, well, now I know what I need to know to get in the door. There is also a resource out there called the Procurement Technical Assistance Centers, and those are national, and you can look up PTAC, and it's actually aptac-us. org that you can find a PTAC near you. And they also have counseling that's funded by the Defense Logistics Agency. So that can help get you in the door, give you an idea if it's something that you want to go forth with and pursue.
So Margo, it sounds like you really help women-owned businesses expand their business, grow their business. And on January 27th and 28th in Fort Lauderdale, you're going to have your – is this an annual conference? And how many women do you expect to attend that event?
Well, actually, we do our events in conjunction with the American Small Business Chamber of Commerce, so it's not just for women. And we typically, in this past year, 2015, in our D.C. events, we've had 250 to 300 people attend. Orlando, where it's in the region, we probably expect around 150 to 200, which is actually a really good number because then you are get more personal attention. We don't like to go too big because at the end of the day, you don't want to be just another number. You want to
okay.
make real connections so, with real people.
So I have one big question, and this is about money, right? So as a shark on Shark Tank and dealing with all kinds of financial analysis, I'm looking to understand what are some of the biggest deals that have come from any of the members that maybe you could say you or the organization was very helpful in helping a business get a big contract or any kind of examples of some things that, that
have
happened because
one.
Of the membership.
When we first held these meetings, which was over a decade ago, we had our first meeting and then about 4 or 5 years after that, I contacted a gal because she was listed in the top. She was actually the number one top growth technology firm in Washington, D.C. And I called her up and said, hey, would you come and speak at this next event? I want to talk to you about, we want to have you talk about how you grew your business to be one of the top technology firms in D.C. And she said, you know, Margo, I'd be glad to do that because I was at your very first event and that's how I got my foot in the door. And as of today, she's multi-million international company. So
nice.
It can be done.
Very good. Powerful.
Very impressive. Margo, we only have a couple minutes left to this segment. I could talk to you forever. Tell us just a little bit about how you got on this path. How did you become an advocate for women and women in business?
Well, I think my roots started watching my mother, going back to school when I was in fifth grade and getting a job in man's world. She became a library director. And basically, during the interview process, had the answer to what are now illegal questions. So that kind of spurred me on. But when I, the work that we were doing with the Arizona Women's News, really helping to bring women to understand kind of the landscape of business in Arizona, and then the cry from across the United States about wanting to be engaged with the U.S. Women's Chamber of Commerce, that really has inspired us to move forward and to help women to get to the next level. Women have a unique stake in the economy. We produce, if no other woman had entered the workforce since 1970, the gross domestic product would be 75% of what it is today. We control trillions of dollars in purchasing power. Unfortunately, there are still disparities that we need to overcome. And so my goal is to hopefully work myself out of business at some point by making sure there is the parity and the access, fair access to a family-friendly work environment, fair pay, and then also the access to contracts and capital that is needed for women business owners to get to the next level.
So critical to women, but also critical to our economy moving forward. Margo, tell us where people can learn more about the U.S. Chamber, Women's Chamber of Commerce.
The U.S. Women's Chamber of Commerce has a website at uswcc.org. And we welcome anybody to go ahead and get registered. There's no charge to register for our weekly updates. And hopefully they find a great benefit and would join us as well. So we would welcome
Thank
them.
You. That's perfect. USWCC.org, folks. Thank you, Margo Dorfman. And we'll be right back.
Thank you.
Home burglars happen during the day when you're not there. Someone could be at your house right now, ringing your doorbell to see if you're home. And as soon as they know you're not, they break in. This is how 95% of break-ins occur. Hi, I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor of the Ring Video Doorbell. I invented Ring so you can see and speak with anyone at your door using your smartphone. So would-be burglars think you're always home, even when you're not. And when someone approaches your home, Ring's advanced motion detection alerts you, giving you full monitoring of your property. Installing Ring takes just minutes, and its dual-powered design will work with your old doorbell wires or the built-in rechargeable battery. Time Magazine and USA Today named Ring a top 10 gadget, and at under $200, Ring is the smartest way to protect and monitor your house.
Go to ring.com/safety for free FedEx shipping. That's ring.com/safety. With Ring, you're always home. Order yours today at ring.com/safety.
At GEICO, we've been innovating car insurance for over 75 years with forward-thinking ideas like online quotes and the GEICO mobile app. And to prove it, we'll play one of our first radio commercials from 75 years ago.
By Jiminy, GEICO could save you money on your car insurance, which is what we'll be doing over 75 years from now. Who knows, maybe with some sort of application that's accessible on a futuristic handheld device. We'll call them online quotes.
See? Forward thinking.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1. But if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 33.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, taxes and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
Biz Talk Radio.
So that was just a fabulous conversation with Margot Dorfman of the U.S. Women's Chamber of Commerce. Really enjoyed having her on. And now we have our daily pitch. And, of course, we're looking forward to this, too. We have with us Rosalind Goodwin and her daughter, who I believe is 9 years old, Gabrielle Goodwin. Welcome to the show, ladies.
Welcome. We're so excited about being here.
Yeah, we're excited to have you. I can't wait to hear your story. And so why don't you go ahead and give us your pitch.
Go ahead, Gabrielle.
Hi, my name is Gabrielle Goodwin. I am 9 years old, and I am the president and CEO of my company, Gabby Buzz, and I am the 2015 South Carolina Young Entrepreneur of the Year.
And I'm Rosalind, Gabby's mom.
My mommy and I solved the age-old problem of disappearing girls' hair breadths by inventing the double-faced, double-snap barrette. Gabby Bowles won't slip out of the hair, so it's secure girls' hairstyles.
And mom's peace of mind. Gabby Bowles are engineered to prevent hair slippage and work for all hair types. We have never lost a Gabby Bow, and we have saved families in 42 states and 6 countries time, money, and frustration, reducing barrette bills by 75% in the $684 million industry. We earn 66% of our revenue through direct sales at GabbyBow.com and at trade shows. The rest is earned through our 50 retail partners, including select Walgreens, Bilo, and Once Upon a Child stores in South Carolina, North Carolina, and Georgia.
We've sold more than 7,000 units in this 22 months of business.
And we're seeking a $75,000 investment for a 20% equity stake in our company.
We just have one question. Are you ready to play ball?
Oh, wow. Thank you, Gabby. Rosalind, yeah. Great pitch. That's amazing. I got to hand it to you. For 9 years old, you really have done a great job of giving us your background and the uniqueness of the product is probably one of the main features that I'm excited about, and probably also many of the stores now. I think you're in over 50 stores at this point. Is that right? I want to try to get a handle on the distribution, and let's dive a little bit more into that, where you've been doing trade shows and selling product direct to the consumer. Did you say 66% of your sales are direct to the consumer through the website?
Yes, through the website and at trade shows and vendor shows.
And then the other 34% would be through your retail distribution.
Yes, retail distribution. We wholesale to select Walgreens and Bilo and Once Upon a Child store in our region. And we're in talks with another major retailer, and we're also in talks with Walgreens about expanding it just beyond our region. But we were blessed to be able to, in less than 6 months of business, get our barrettes in retail stores, of course, here locally first. But we just had a wonderful partnership with our retail partners and do a lot to push those sales, even in those stores, doing meet and greets on the weekends and really inspiring other girls and women to dream big.
Well, you're up against some of the biggest hitters out in the marketplace. I've done business in this arena. The company called Scunsy was a $100 million year business. They sold out to Con Air. Con Air has a major footprint in every kind of Walgreens and Rite Aid and every Walmart, Target, et cetera. How do you go head to head in a really cutthroat business world like this and get a barrette on the shelves of a Walgreens, for example? Walk me through how you did that.
Well, and we started with just a great relationship working with our local store manager who took it to a district manager. And the thing about Gabby Bowes is that they don't slip out. And we have a new engineering and technology. We have our design patent, our utility patent. We've just put in our first round of questions with that. We like to call it a classic hair accessory meeting modern functionality and style. The classic hair barrette that Scrunchie and Goody and other barrette companies make now has been around for ages, and they don't work for all types of hair. So I would do my daughter's hair, send her to school. She'd come back with half of them missing. It was just a constant frustration that my mother even had with me when I was a little girl. We have produced a double-faced, double-snap barrette with strategically placed teeth and craters and a center strip to sandwich and trap the hair in place. Like I said, we've never lost a bow. So once we were able to share with them our new invention, this innovation in barrettes and hair accessory, people love the idea. And, of course, they love the story. I mean, we started the business when Gabrielle was 7. She's South Carolina Young Entrepreneur of the Year. It just makes for a wonderful story for people to inspire girls and women to dream. And we like to say that we are inspiring confidence and youthful creativity one barrette at a time. We've had press coverage in the Washington Post and Chicago Tribune. We just got back from L.A. Recording for Fox The Real, which will air in June. So we've had a lot of media coverage, and people – retail partners want to get in on this where we're at the beginning.
Fantastic. So you're seeking $75,000 for 20% of your company. What would you use that money for? Let's assume it showed up in your bank account one day. You've now got the money. What are the first steps going to be? And I call it, what is your use of proceeds?
Certainly. First, just some operating capital. We have developed, and they're in prototype stage right now, two new iterations of Gabby Bows. One, which is a Gabby Bow Mini, which is a smaller version of our barrette that would work better with little girls, babies, and toddlers. It's a brand new design, and we'll be able to introduce 5 new colors. This is important because about 40% of our customers right now, repeat customers. Many of them do go online and buy all 8 of our colors, but as soon as there are new colors in line, they want them because they work. We'll be able to introduce 5 new colors and a new size and design. The second thing we would work on is another project we've got in prototype stage, which is a craft Gabby Bow, which we could add ribbons to, crochet designs, and really break into the boutique market. That will really open up a brand new market and allow us to sell our products for a higher price and then get a greater margin. So we really want to break into those other things. The second thing that we would do would clean up our balance sheet a little bit and reduce some of the debt that we've incurred, my husband and I have incurred personally, going into our retirement fund with loans for the patent and the tooling and all the other upfront heavy costs that we had. We would certainly use some of that to be able to clean up our balance sheet.
And Rosalind, you say in your intro to us that you have sold more than 7,000 units. Tell us what a unit is comprised of. Is that 2 barrettes, a package of barrettes? What is that?
So each pack has 5 Gabby Bows inside of it. So when we speak of units, we're talking about packs of Gabby Bows.
Okay, right. Okay, so there's 5 inside. And what does that sell for?
They sell for between about $3.50 to $5, depending on, of course, who's selling it, who the retailer is, and what the sale or the deal may be.
Okay. And in terms of quality, I'm sure you've got a great quality product, but tell us how long a Gabby Bow typically lasts.
Well, we've never lost a bow, and, of course, we tested it before we took it to market. So we've been using the same barrettes now for 2.5 years. Going on 3 years. They are made of plastic polypropylene. Our manufacturers go through extensive testing to make sure they don't break. And then I have a 5-year-old son who can destroy anything, and we make sure that he tests all of those as well.
Hey, Rosalind, would you say that the non-slip aspect is one of the key features and major benefits of Gabby Bowes?
I do. I believe that that is it. And that's been the common frustration of moms and, you know, this whole, Gabrielle can tell you how the whole idea started, but it was all out of frustration of barrettes that would not stay in her hair. So that's the problem that we sought to solve when we created our invention as well as our company.
Do you have a? Have you filed for a patent now?
Yes, we have our design patent in hand. We received that in July, and we just received our first round of questions for our utility patent in October 2015.
That would be very good. The utility is the focus to go after. We're running down to the last few seconds. Anything else you want to say in terms of why what else you're going to use that money for? And be quick.
We'll also use that to meet the increase in demand of our retail partners. And like I said, we're talking to one major retailer right now. And to be able to meet their demand, we'll need more operating capital to produce more barrettes.
Thank you very much. Great having you, Gabby, 9-year-old inventor. You're listening to Big Pitch Radio with my co-host, Marla Tabaka. Thanks for being with us. We'll be back in a minute.
Are you ready?
Technology Now, I'm Brian Osuch. Thanks to state-of-the-art electronics and advanced optics, doctors are seen inside the human body like never before. Keith Griffiths is with surgical endoscopy and systems integration at Olympus.
We're unveiling the Olympus 4K technology. This is taking the experience that you see when you're watching the game at home on your large flat screen and actually bringing it into the OR. These monitors are now flat screen, large OR monitors that allow them to immerse the entire OR staff in the experience.
President of the medical group at Olympus, Todd Usen, says the Olympus Visera 4K ultra high definition imaging system is transforming healthcare by enhancing minimally invasive surgery in a range of specialties.
When you're inside a patient and you can see and you can touch and the colors are real, there's nothing like that. It's what 4K provides. And if we can be part of the reason why a physician can now give a minimally invasive surgery with all the advantages of open surgery, I think we have a winner.
For more, go to medical.olympusamerica.com. That's Technology Now from Olympus.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Paraswabs is the 5-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of Paraswabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with Paraswabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try Paraswabs risk-free, call 1-800-995-1903. That's 1-800-995-1903. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-995-1903. That's 1-800-995-1903.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it?
help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process. It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922, 800-708-7922, 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Biz Talk Radio.
Okay.
And welcome to the Big Pitch Radio Show. We are here with Gabrielle and Rosalind Goodwin, and they are the inventors of Gabby Bows. So we've talked about your 7,000 units being sold and that you're in 50 retail stores and such regionally, doing a great job there. One more question on the money. I believe you said that a unit sells for roughly $5. Is that correct, Rosalind?
Yes, about $3.50 to $5, depending on what the promotion is in the store. And they cost us at this point about $1.25 to make per pack. One of the challenges we, of course, have had as a startup is not being able to produce the volume, manufacture the volume that would really reduce our cost of goods sold. As we're able to produce more and manufacture more at a time, we'll be able to reduce that cost of goods sold. And that is another major thing that we would use the investment for, to be able to manufacture more barrettes at a time to, of course, meet the growing demand of our retail partners and other big retail partners we're in talks with, but also reduce that cost of goods sold. That would lead to a greater margin for our retail partners. That is the retail strategy is definitely the way that we can increase the volume of sales at a greater rate.
So, guys, I have to hand it to you. I think it's very powerful that you received, Gabby, the South Carolina Young Entrepreneur of the Year Award. I want to know, how did that happen? How did you go about actually getting that winning award? And what is the next step after that now to leverage that success into your next media profile, because that raising your profile is so powerful and building your business. And I know getting a start as the Young Entrepreneur of the Year is great, but how do you take it and leverage it? But first start with, how did you get the Young Entrepreneur Award?
Okay. I got a email saying that I was nominated, because I got nominated by my teacher, my second grade teacher. And they said that I had to write a essay about the business and about 2 weeks later, I think, we got an email saying that I got the award, and then I actually got we had a ceremony in March, and then we had a awards ceremony in April. And I was really glad because that was like my first award above the whole state, like one of my first awards above the whole state. And I was the youngest person to receive that award.
Yes,
so
youngest person to ever receive that.
Really glad to have that award.
Wow. Well, congratulations on that. And that's quite impressive. Gabrielle, tell us a little bit. You said you're the CEO and president of Gabby Bows, which is so exciting. Tell us a little bit about what you do for the company. Like, what is your job with the company?
So I work at vendor shows where we have people who order bows online on our website. I write thank you cards to them, just to say thank you for ordering our bows. And I speak at kindergarten graduations, school, career days, fifth grade graduations, and I do inventory. So that's what I do.
That's fantastic. Thank you, Gabby. Roslyn, how do you take this track record that exists now and go expand it in all other forms of distribution in the press? Walk me through some of your plans from here.
Well, we've got the big first national TV debut in June, and we're going to blow it out of the water. I mean, and we've been able to garner radio, television, and newspaper coverage from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution to our major state paper in South Carolina, just based off the story. And we've been able to do that basically for free because it's just such an inspirational story. We will garner a lot of press nationally and regionally for that national TV appearance in June.
Is that the one on Fox you're talking about?
On Fox, The Real. We've got a five-minute interview with the ladies for a segment called Girls Empowered. And like I said, we just got back from L.A., doing that recording. One of the things we believe that will happen that will really take this business to another level is that because of our innovation with this double face, double snap barrette, people won't want to buy the other barrettes that don't work. We believe that we will change the way most barrettes are made and start issuing licenses to other companies that produce barrettes. We really believe that we'll change that, and a double face, double snap barrette will become the barrette standard in the world.
And so in your Fox debut, did you get a chance to actually show like before and afters or like demonstrate the product? It sounds pretty powerful in terms of the uniqueness of it.
Yes, we did. We got a chance to do a demonstration right on the couch. Gabrielle walked them through how it works.
And so now when this debut hits, do you have inventory in case it's going like crazy? What happens if the phones are ringing off the hooks?
I know, and that's why we're actively seeking partners such as yourselves for operating capital to help us do that. Right now, we've got about 9,000 packs of bows of inventory, so we feel pretty comfortable for right now. But there are certainly, like I mentioned, we're in talks with a major retail partner right now that would definitely put more of a demand on our inventory. And we've been actively speaking with them for the last couple of months. We believe something will break open this year. So we really do need some capital. And we would love to have some partnership.
Well, that's exactly why people come to Big Pitch Radio. And I want to thank you guys for coming in today and being part of our Big Pitch presentation. It's the beginning of the year. Happy New Year to you guys and all the fans listening today. And Gabby, at 9 years old, I got to commend you for being a young entrepreneur, winning that Young Entrepreneur of the Year award in South Carolina. good luck on your Fox TV upcoming special. Hopefully someone out there is listening is going to be able to tune in, and maybe someone right now is thinking about writing that check, $75,000 for 20% of your company. GabbyBowes.com. If you have interest in checking out the product, you can go to GabbyBowes.com. And I want to thank everyone here for listening to Big Pitch Radio. You're with my Kevin Harrington and Marla Tabaka, and we'll be right back.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.